And welcome to a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Friday, the 21st of February. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Johnny Hall. Simon King will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then we'll have the latest newspapers and business and sport in news briefing. That's at 6:30. But first, there's lots of great listening here on Radio 4 today, including a musical series that's making its return this evening.
On BBC Radio 4.
That first kind of few bars of piano really catches your attention.
I'm Anna Phoebe.
And I'm Jeffrey Boachie.
Afrobeat is central. It makes you think of Fela Kuti. That is the thing that really makes a big impact on this music.
We're exploring musical connections across every style and genre.
How he writes like 18 notes over four quavers in the bass line.
In the first episode, our guests are the violinist Ethan Avrian
and the pianist Julian Joseph.
Chopin just captures your soul and has you transfixed.
Add to playlist on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Starts this evening at 7:15.
And now, here's Simon.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 21st of February. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Jermyn Bight, Thames, Dover and White. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Rockle 977 loses its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cira, south at Cira. Southerly 5 to 7, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 for a time, except in south Cira. Occasionally 4 later in south Cira. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th. South 5 to 7, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. South 5 to 7, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Jermyn Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Portland and Humber, decreasing 3 to 5 later, veering west later in Portland. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Northwest Biscay. Southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain then showers, good occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay. Southeasterly becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, thundery showers, good. Malham, Hebrides. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering south or southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. South, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southeast, veering southwest later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwest later 5 or 6 in north, 6 to gale 8 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. Southeast by south 7, mist 2 miles, 990, falling quickly. Stornoway. South by east 5, recent rain 4 miles, 990, falling. Lerwick. South by west 4, mist 3 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Lucas. Southwest by south 3, 14 miles, 1000, falling. Bridlington. South by east 4, 1008, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. South southwest 5, 5 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, south-southeast 5, 9 miles, 1014, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 5, 5 miles, 1011. Scilly Automatic, south by west 9, recent precipitation 2 miles, 1002, falling quickly. Valentia, south by west 5, slight rain 3 miles, 985, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, southeast 6, rain 6 miles, 999, falling quickly. Malinhead, southeast by south 6, 15 miles, 988, falling very rapidly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. An unsettled but milder south to southwest airflow will persist across the United Kingdom over the next few days, with occasional rain and showers for most. Strong winds are expected at times for all areas, with gales or severe gales at times affecting many areas today and again on Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, good occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeasterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering southerly 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, good occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, then showers, good occasionally poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7, then backing south 3 or 4 later. Rain for a time, good occasionally moderate for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in north, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in west, decreasing 3 to 5 later, veering southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, decreasing 3 to 5, veering westerly 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, good occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 3 to 5. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, decreasing 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good occasionally at first. St David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St George's Channel. South 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Ormhead to the Mall of Galloway. South or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Conifer Lough. Southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchant Point. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in the west. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardamoken Point to Cape Wrath, southeast at 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest at 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time later. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate for good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south 6 or 7, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate for good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. Adam, back to you.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 21st of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Israel says a body handed over by Hamas as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal does not appear to be one of the hostages. The Foreign Secretary has reaffirmed Britain's support for Ukraine, saying the UK would act as a bridge between Europe and the US. In business, there's a call for more investment in local electricity networks to handle future power demand. And in sports, the British boxer Daniel Dubois has cancelled his world heavyweight title defence tomorrow because of illness. Israel says a body returned by Hamas from Gaza yesterday was not that of the hostage the militant group said it would be. The Israelis were expecting the remains of Shiri Bibas, but said those of an unidentified person who was not taken hostage during the 7th of October attacks were sent instead. The bodies of Shiri Bibas's young sons have been returned as expected. Israel has said they were killed by Hamas and not by an Israeli airstrike, as Hamas claimed. Our correspondent Charlotte Gallagher thinks the Gaza ceasefire could now be at risk.
Israel have already said that not returning Shiri Bibas is violating that ceasefire agreement. And the claim that her two children have been murdered will upset a lot of Israelis. The ceasefire is already fragile, we all know that. And there are fears that it could collapse now and risk the lives of more Palestinians and more Israelis.
Israel's defence minister has ordered increased offensives across the occupied West Bank after three empty buses exploded in car parks near Tel Aviv. Two more bombs were found on buses and defused. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has reaffirmed Britain's support for Ukraine and said the UK would act as a bridge between Europe and the United States. Keir Starmer is due to visit the White House and speak to President Trump next Thursday. Keir contacted President Zelensky of Ukraine to express his support after Donald Trump called him a dictator. Anton Grushetsky, the executive director of the Kyiv Institute of Sociology, says President Trump's comments are not affecting Ukrainians' opinions of their leader.
He still has a widespread support in the Ukrainian society. He is still perceived as a legitimate head of the state. And actually, it also shows that for the majority of Ukrainians, they don't demand any elections right now.
Cancer Research UK says people living in the poorest areas of the UK are almost 60% more likely to die from the disease than those in the richest. It says lifestyle, quality of care and the time of diagnosis.